Bob, how fun was it to see the Padres in the All-Star game?
It was great. You know, Joe got a nice part of the order there at the end. Good to see him get a punch out there. And Manny, you're just kind of used to him being in the game. And Jake, 2 years in a row, it's fantastic. So, all San Diego should feel proud of those guys.
Do you think Joe will be seeking pitching advice from Jake moving forward? I guess he called for the slider to strike out Josh.
I heard different stories on that. He had a little bit of input there, but I'm not a ton. That's my guess. But he called slider there. Was a good call.
How far was the break for your team at this point?
Yeah, you go through a difficult period, you get a little distance from it, and hopefully come in refreshed. So that's kind of how the way we look at it. But I think every team, once you get to this point in time of the season, looks for a few days off as well.
Any kind of message heading into the second half of the ballpark?
Just get back to what we were doing well the better part of the first half. So we got a challenge here with Scherzer on the mound. Have to make him work, do some good things against him, but I think it's more play the type of clean, crisp baseball we were doing earlier in the year, not the last couple of weeks.
As far as the rotation goes, is the plan still to go with a 6-man here in the second half?
We'll see. We'll go with our first five days. We'll see how the guys are responding to that. We do have an off day when we get home, so I think, it doesn't necessarily, I think just one guy's affected by that. In the meantime, we'll have Roland Martinez in the bullpen, and it might look a little bit more normal right now, but we'll see how it goes once we get to the next series.
We got a chance to talk to Fernando today a little bit. What have you heard about his progression in terms of his bat swinging?
Yeah, it's all going to be just kind of holding him back. He's doing soft toss now. He's swinging hard. He feels good. Like I said, it's going to be day-to-day, every couple days. Monitor him, see how he's doing, and then hopefully progress to the next phase of it. But at this point in time, we're in soft toss.
Any update on Will Myers?
Will's going to play tonight. I think he's going to play 3 games in El Paso, and then we'll see where we're at with him, which will be, I think, a total of 6 without the break.
What is the learning curve for a guy like McKenzie going? I mean, he hasn't pitched a lot in the bullpen. I know he did right before the break. What is the learning curve for that role that he's in?
It's a different thing. You get a little bit less time. We try to give our guys some time to warm up that, been starters pitched out of the bullpen. He had success his first time around with it. Right now it's just about being a little more proficient, throwing strikes with his fastball and getting ahead of the counts where earlier in the year he was. But I don't think he has any problem pitching out of the bullpen. We knew we were probably coming up against an innings thing with him at some point in time. It's where we are right now. We'll see how we progress from there.
I think his stuff can play in the bullpen, given what his fastball does. Short burst.
It's tough to tell. He's got some innings under his belt. Typically the fastball plays up a little bit. Shortest words, but there have been times we've seen him start and where he's throwing close to 100 miles an hour, so really tough to tell until you get a little bit more of a consistent look at him.
Mania and Clevenger, yes. The start in Detroit, and the decision to go with Snell, was it just to stay on the rotation? Was that kind of what you were?
Yeah, and also, we don't want him off too long. Certainly we're looking at what was the best time to get Joe back. Mania gets a little bit of a break too, going the first day of the series, so all those things kind of combine.
You guys have been good defensively in the shift for most of the year. Not as good so much lately. I'm sure that's an evolving thing, but what goes into that?
It's more we haven't been great defensively as a whole, so it probably shows up a little bit everywhere. But, working some different guys out there, CJ's been kind of back and forth and where we use him. Jake's been kind of the constant out there in the rover duty out there, and I think he's done a nice job with it too. So I wouldn't look too hard into that. I think it's more just how we play defense for the last 3 weeks or so, more so than the actual shift.